This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turn like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I learned, your bare heels scope the game, camouflage like army suits. But I can see it more clear, cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Yeah. Low, now I'm talking about. Get it, yeah.
Rocking with you, so what you gonna do?
It's my favorite mutiny.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, CG United Insurance, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Tuesday edition of Talking Heads is on right here, right now, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Hope you had a good holiday weekend. Short week ahead of us, so, you know, got to go hard and then go home because, you know, like I always tell you, all work and no play makes you a dull person. All play and no work makes you broke. You got to find a happy medium. Well, this week is fine, the happy medium. So we're back in on a Tuesday. And, you know, as you get home today, you know how I like to get. I like to make sure your mind right, okay? Yes. Okay? And that you're in a good place. So we got the brain teaser lined up for you. And this is what I'm going to do for you this week, all right? You all always tell me, man, why don't give me some chicken? Why don't give me some donuts? All right, but I got a $50 KFC gift card up for grabs. $50 KFC gift card up for grabs. I'm going to give it away on Friday. So from now, all right, I'm going to take the names. I'm going to give away the card on Friday. Okay? I'll do the drawing Friday. I'll let somebody qualify on Friday, and then I'll put the names in, and poof, do the drawing. Somebody's going to walk away with that $50 KFC gift card. But you know you got to answer my mind-bending brain teaser. Now you know how to get your answers in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text line is powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-479. Stream us live and take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right. What are we working with today? Make you think a little bit as you drive home. You know what you're playing for. $50 KFC bucket written on the way. Now, here's the deal. These are some good questions today, Mr. Producer. I like these. It's hard to pick. Okay. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian men between the ages of 21 and 50. According to the survey, The survey revealed that 39% have admitted to doing this at night because they think it's cool. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. What is it? Recent survey, 100 Bahamian men between 21 and 50, survey revealed that 39% have done this at night because they think it makes them look cool. They think it's cool. So what do they do at night? I guess when they go out. Why do they do this? What do they do that they think makes them look cool? Maybe some other people look at them and say, look at this dingleberry. That's what you're working with. You got between now and the 5 o'clock hour. Okay? Let me check out the conversations. Y'all are jumping in today. Okay. Listen to this one. Be prepared for spicy. Look, if you win the $50 gift certificate from KFC, you could order what you want. Spicy, original, barbecue, spicy barbecue. You could do the sandwiches. All right? You could do the Colonel's original recipe version. You could do the KFC Deluxe or the Club. You understand what I'm saying? Or you could do the wing. Yep, the vibe. You know? So many options. So many options. All right. Whee! No, man. Shades is passé. That's passé, man. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt. That's it. Rent a girl. My God, where y'all mind out on a Tuesday after the holiday weekend? Anyway, y'all keep it matriculating in. And to everybody who came out and represented for Laugh Fest over the weekend at Fusion, man, big up to all of y'all, man. Three to the Bahamian contingent, all right? I'm talking about Shadfer, BJ, and Daskray held it down, brought to funny, all right? Very proud to know that, you know, I could now start booking shows, and I only got to bring one or two foreign headliners. I got to meet some Bahamian stand-ups. Yes, sir. So props to all of those guys. They did a great job. Big up to Tropical Gyros, you know what I mean? Wise Guy Entertainment, the Beam Agency, KFC now, so John Shoes, Fine Threads, been sponsoring all 15 of them. So big up to all of them, man, coming on board and doing what they do and making us do what we do. And you guys for coming out and supporting and have a great weekend, all right? And big up to Fusion. And like I said, great show over the weekend. I'm going to do it again, probably in October. We'll keep you posted on the details. All right. Let's open up the phone lines. You know how we do it. Going to slide up into the headliners. Who was making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Both locations of Fine Threads, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online. Pick at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
This is Denise.
How are you, Denise?
Wonderful, thank you. I'm listening to your show and I'm laughing.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you're laughing. So what you got for me today?
What I think is that I think that they would dye their hair to look younger.
They dye their hair?
Yeah, before they got.
That's a good answer. That's not it, but you're getting warmer. Think about it and call me back, all right? Thanks. Look at my text. It's naughty. You're on the radio and texting the radio show. So it's safe to say none of us won the lotto. Yeah. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Thank you. Thank you. Why don't you find like a vice grip to put your hand in? I was trying to get my mind off not winning the billions, okay? But no, you had to come right back here and remind me. God. All right. So let's jump on in and see who in the 242 was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian, news and views that matter, since 1844. And I tell you, coming off a holiday weekend, lots to talk about. Don't forget, it's Tuesday. So we will be having the Freeport Report coming up in short order. We'll be checking in with Sarah Kirkby. She'll be bringing us up to snuff from the Grand Bahama News. But allow me to pull up the Guardian. And this one jumped out. This has been making the rounds from early. Diplomat, 150,000 Haitians in the Bahamas. Story by Jasper Ward. Embassy official says visa system could help facilitate legal migration. There are 150,000 Haitians living in the Bahamas. Haitian charge d'affaires Anthony Brutus has claimed. though he provided no basis for his estimate. There are persons who are here illegally and about 20-plus years in this country, said Brutus, speaking through a Creole translator. The persons who are here legally could have better relationships with the others that want to come here. They would be able to flow and apply for a visa in coming to the country legally. Brutus said the Haitian embassy cannot discourage Haitians from migrating, but it can encourage them not to do so legally. So, basically you're saying there's 150,000 Haitian nationals in the Bahamas. And we haven't documented all of them, so we don't know exactly what their status is officially. Now, if anybody wants to migrate from any country around the world to find a better life, they should be allowed that opportunity. But what I don't get is, we could discourage them from doing it legally, but we can't stop them from leaving. So illegally, we ain't gonna help you. But legally, shouldn't it be the reverse, that we welcome the legal applicants and we both work together to stop the migration? We just witnessed 17 Haitian migrants trying to get to a better life. Shouldn't we rectify this situation, rectify the system? This is obviously flawed. And we would need proper data, Mr. Brutus. Because obviously that's a guesstimation. You're saying 150,000, it could be more, it could be less. Where did you come up with this data? Where did you come up with this figure? Was it scientific? What say you guys? Chime in. I need to talk to my good friend Luby George on this. See what's going on. He can maybe be the Haitian charged affairs diplomat whisperer for me and break it down like what he's really trying to say. And another story making headlines, story by Artesia Davis, accused smugglers charged with manslaughter. Four men could face life imprisonment if convicted of manslaughter in the deaths of 17 Haitian migrants who perished after the third Bear Ambition capsized 5 nautical miles off New Providence on July 24th. Donald Watson, 39, the alleged captain, and Eulyn McKinney, 49, were rescued along with the other survivors of the smuggling tragedy, this according to authorities. Further investigations led to the arrest of Mackenzie Jerome, 53, who also goes by the name of Jerome Mackenzie, and the alleged owner of the capsized boat, and Wilbins Joseph, 37, who was in the Bahamas on a work permit and one of the alleged organizers of the smuggling trip. On Friday, the men faced 18 counts of manslaughter in connection with the deaths of when they appeared before Chief Magistrate Joanne Ferguson Pratt. Police said the 18th victim was the unborn son of a pregnant woman who died in the incident. So there you have it. On one hand, you have the Haitian Charge of Affairs, Mr. Brutus, saying that, hey, we could discourage them illegally from coming if they want to come legally, but we can discourage them illegally. Now we have situations like this, so we want more tragedies like this? I'm missing something. Let me check the text. I asked, so the Haitian diplomat has information about illegal immigrants. Is our immigration department collaborating with them to get names and location so we can get them home safely? Naughty, could you ask your scientist 52 if he could come up with a formula to fix the ice cream machine to the fast food restaurants downtown? They all broke and it sucks. 52, paging 52, paging 52. We need your scientific expertise. Put on your MacGyver hat, 52. Holler at your boy, please. So, yeah, that's another headline stemming off, you know, like those are the two major headlines swirling today. Now, I can't lie, when I read it, I wanted to directly look at and see if Candia Dames had started writing satire, because to see this quote, Christie sees value in government keeping settlements. Former Prime Minister Perry Christie suggested recently the government is keeping secret the detailed cases to avoid influence negotiations relating to pending settlements. I suppose one can say for most things in public life, the public has a right to know and governments exercise their judgments, particularly if there are other such matters in the making. Like, for example, there's another egregious case with the former cabinet minister Ken Dorsett that they entered a nolle prosequi on. And so the government, I guess, being aware that there are other pending matters of the kind, would have made the judgment that at this stage they did not want to influence any other development along similar lines of people who have been harmed and who have legitimate claim for damages, said Mr. Christie. Still pontificating with the best of them. Wow. He further said, now he was answering reporters' question on whether the government should make public settlements in reach with individuals like now Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernandez. Now listen, the easy way to say this is, hey, we want to keep things private. We don't want people to come under scrutiny. But there's another reason to say it. If we had a proper Freedom of Information Act with teeth and drawn up correctly, we can get this information ourselves. And it wouldn't need to be made public. Again, I have no problem with the Commissioner of Police, Mr. Fernandez, getting a settlement. I have no problem with that if it was warranted and the judge deemed so. And if he was wronged. However, I would like to know what the settlement is and what was it for and how much we got to pay out since it's coming out of our pocket, since the taxpayers have to pay for it. We have a right to know. It's not a personal situation. It's a business situation. How much are we footing the bill for this go round? Anyway, that's a wrap on your headlines. Who or what making headlines in the 242, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. On the flip side of the break, we'll pick it up. We got The Buzz by John Shoes. And you know we buzzing on today. The headline, 150,000 Haitians in the Bahamas. Allegedly, this according to the Haitian Charge of Affairs, Mr. Brutus. So we'll pick that conversation up in The Buzz, brought to you by John Shoes. We'll check out The Global Warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. That'll be followed up, of course, by my break. And toward the bottom of the hour, well, you know, we got your numerology report, all courtesy of Cuban Willie, coming up, brought to you by The Island Game. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break. First hour continues right after this on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Great prices and helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy Fenton Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton Plan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. Remember, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads continues right now, 4:36 p.m. is the time. Time to get up into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And don't forget, John's Shoes has all your back-to-school necessities for your kids, all right? Your footwear, shoes for boys and girls, school shoes and athletic shoes. They got the socks, they got the belts, they got the accessories, they got the book bags, the knapsacks, the lunch boxes, all that goodness at both John's locations. Be sure to check them out on that, on your fast fashions, on your workwear, we love them with. Weekly, new arrivals every Monday and Tuesday, ladies, don't forget that. Wide selection on the Clarks, fellas, don't forget that, all right? And now, in addition to all that goodness, they now have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well at both John's locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta. Be sure to check them out today, all right? You know, both locations, like I said, they're to serve you because at John's, serving you is a pleasure. All right. Lane Baton Boy, y'all know it. We buzzing on today. Like I said, straight out of the pages of the Nassau Guardian, blazing the pages today. All right, diplomat, 150,000 Haitians in the Bahamas. This according to a story by Jasper Ward in today's Guardian. Embassy official says visa system could help facilitate legal migration. This coming from Haitian Charge of Affairs Anthony Brutus. I need to get him on the show. Me and Mr. Brutus need to have a conversation. I know some translators too, so we could break it down. Let me check the tax lines. But my whole situation is, why are we discouraging like legal migration, but not discouraging? We need to work together to protect our borders and to protect human life, more importantly. Let me check some of these texts. Naughty, the Immigration Department and by extension, the governments have failed to keep our country safe and protected, failed in ensuring decisions made or in the best interest of the Bahamian citizens, especially when you can allow and accept that another nationality or culture outnumbers your indigenous citizens. Hold on a second. Let me pick it up because I had to click over. This is a long text too. That you're indigenous citizens and no one is monitoring the numbers. And that's what's jumping out. We have the Haitian Charge of Affairs. Mr. Brutus giving us this number of 150,000, allegedly. Well, how did you come up with that? Where's your abacus? Let me know how you come to the figures. How did you deduce these numbers? And it could be potentially, could you be wrong? Could there be more? Could there be less? How do we know? Let me check this other text. Naughty. It's funny to watch black Bahamians hate on Haitians and claim that this is our country. Black people need to wake up. We don't own this land. We only work and live here. I hate to hear your Bahamians say God gave us this land. How they figure that, sir? But again, we don't own this land. Text me back and break that down a little specifically for me. All right? Because you're painting in broad strokes there, and I want to grasp exactly what you're trying to say. Naughty, I respect you, bro. Right back at you. Love how you said as Africans work together as one. The ethnic colonial divide is a true stumbling block. If you notice, this is the one issue where Bahamians unite, no matter political persuasion. The government uses immigration and shantytowns to distract us when convenient. And among other things, too. Not just that. They love to distract us. Dear PM Perry Christie, please contribute something tangible to Bahamians instead of protecting the select few, or take a real farewell bow and have several seats. But if he knows about, if the Haitian Charge of Affairs knows about illegal people, his illegal people in our country, shouldn't he be questioned by immigration? Shouldn't he be questioned by the authorities? Naughty, illegal immigration was going on for centuries. How you think us Bahamians got here? As a matter of fact, how you think people built America? Illegal immigration and legal. Fair enough. That's a valid point. But what would you prefer, legal or illegal? Because look what comes with the illegal situation. I just want people dying in the process. Naughty, Bahamians are the legal residents and indigenous citizens of the Bahamas, whose grandparents and great-grandparents are more than likely indigenous Bahamians born and bred people. We are all of African descent, but countries have been divided up and borders established. Stay in your lane Just because you black don't give you a right to illegally breach another black country's borders and feel entitled to citizenship. Is that explanation enough? Yes. Thank you for the clarity. Very clear. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's up, man?
What's up, my brother?
Radio, man. But I want to come in. This Haitian illegal immigrant problem been with us for a long time.
Some people say it'll never stop because we got too many people interested in cheap labor. I mean, that's a text. Just put that right through. That's why I let you hear it.
Yeah, you see, that's what he's trying to say. You know, cheap labor. We got people here who won't work, but they use that as the point. But I don't mind the labor, but come in the right way.
You know, right, I mean? Documented.
Don't just jump on the boat and you come here and say, I reach, and then you come to get work from it. And then the next one come legally, and that's our problem.
Well, you know, God forbid you perish in the process in our waters, and it looks like we're just a bunch of, smuggling pirates.
Yeah, and if we don't watch it, I may be dead and gone. We will be outnumbered here. You know, and the Bible tells you can't have a nation within a nation.
No, I remember Dr. Monroe said that several times.
Yeah. You can't build a nation within a nation. Don't mind them saying who got our Bahamian passport. You remember that time when that guy hold up our Bahamian passport and says more on us than them?
Mm-hmm.
That was who passport I was holding up? Our Bahamian passport. But what he was, huh? So because a person born here, but they is what they is. You can't convert a person of Bahamian. Bahamian God differently, and you can tell the difference. But we have a serious problem, and we the cause of it. Let me say it this way. Our government are the cause of it. Because I remember well and go before the PLP get in power, don't have no shiny down on you. That nonsense was shiny down.
Man, listen, that's a long story to go way back. And if you know the backstory or not and how that came to be, boy, you just shake your head.
Yeah, right. Okay. So that starts some of the problem. You see, they come here because they realize we slack. Some people buy, passport, pay thousands of dollars to get a passport. That happened along with other corruption. And, you know, we got to fight for this land. I can tell you that now. We got to have to fight for this land. And every day you open the paper, you see citizenship given out.
We all over these things.
Yeah, man, naughty man, they give no citizenship.
Well, we got to be a little more vocal about, you know, how we process a lot. And guess what? And it's not just illegal Haitian migration. We have other nationalities, you know, waltzing by while, you know, the poor Haitians take the beating for the illegal migration. We have several other nationalities in there being quite successful and flourishing.
Yeah, but let me say this to you. And then there's use this other psychology, but, we go to the States. No, but we go to the States, but we don't go illegally. We go on the plane.
We go different. We like to floss. We like to show off. We's Bahamians. We like to get our own butt. Denny's, Taco Bell, Walmart. Like
and another thing, I will make a point to you. If you don't do something, and let's say some of them, all these immigrants got our passport, and they decided, well, I go to the States now, I ain't coming back. What you think the Americans say going over there and ain't coming back? They can say Bahamian.
Right, based on the passport.
Thank you. And then we can lose all our free clearance. I think
we got to look at the big picture, man. Great point you made today. I got to get the text
line. One more point I want to make.
All right, let's go, because I got to get the free part. But what you got for me?
Okay. You see, the other day, with we need land to build people's house. Right? Down come Mike Road, you might tell you about that west of Bacardi Road. All that land clear now. We have people need to build, they say housing got X amount of people. Right? Okay. Why they don't fix that land if they won't build house and put house there instead of let the legal immigrants squat on that land, building this and that on that land? I go wait to see what's going to happen with that land, but they build it every day. Anyhow.
Thank you, my brother. Thanks for your contributions as always. All right, let me hit this up real quick. Hey, Naughty, the Laugh Fest show over the weekend was awesome. The Bahamians did a great job. Shadford had the best routine, and Daskray was off the chain with his diving off stage. Cisco was hilarious. Big up to Bo. Naughty, you as an ex-Lake, I got to say, you got jokes and you are very funny. We may have to consider giving you back your papers. Listen, Ginny Buss is a fan of me and my comedy. She's been coming to Jokers for years, but thank you for your contribution, and I'm glad you enjoyed the show. All right. Let me get a couple of these others that were fired in. All right, Naughty. So the Constitution says in Article 7.2, where Article 7 refers to the right of a person's born, one, the in the Bahamas, to apply, that any application for registration under this article shall be subject to such exceptions or qualifications as may be prescribed in the interest of the national security or public policy. If this is out of control, illegal immigration isn't national security. What is? This clearly says we don't have to change the Constitution. We just have to create a national security policy to address the problem today. Very good text, man. And he quoted the Constitution. Naughty, where we want our grass cut in this 300-degree heat outside, who we look for? The illegal immigrants that who will cut their grass for $35? Do I lie, Naughty? When we want a cheap maid, who do we get? A Jamaican, a Cuban, or a Filipino maid? Do I lie? Very good point, sir. Hey, Naughty, the Bahamas is just like the U.S. Plenty of illegals here, undocumented. Good afternoon, Naughty. There is no country where people come and go freely. We're talking about consecutive governments caused this mess. It may be more than 150,000 if you check every island. Wow, good stuff, man. My talking heads, you're firing in. You're on point. Caller, either hold or call me right back after the break. We're going to the break. And, of course, on the flip side of the break, we'll be talking to Sarah Kirkby. We're going to Freeport for the Freeport Report on the Dunkin' Donuts coffee break right here on Talking Heads coming up right after the break.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist. And if you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.J., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin', more delectable aromas, and more exciting flavors, so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend Iced Coffee, or try our cake batter signature latte, combining espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, who's this?
Yeah, Naughty. I trust that.
Yeah, man. I had a good holiday. How about you, man?
Yeah, I enjoyed it, too. Listen, well, your your sports co-host is right on target. I would say the same words that he said, and trust me, what he said is a matter of fact. Your Texas this afternoon, all of them is right on course. We've got to preserve the Bahamas. We cannot allow illegal migration to continue to fester and take. It's totally out of control now, but if the powers to be want to correct that, they can go to Parliament in the morning and they could bring about legislation to cause some things to be done, and so that we can have a better grip on what is happening. It's just too much. We've given away citizenship like it doesn't matter. It doesn't weigh anything. Citizenship is something that should be guarded. You know, you go and become a permanent resident. To get there, you have to be here for so many years. You have to willy-nilly give citizenship. So it's crazy. And this has happened with successive government on both sides. And it continue to happen. It has to stop, Naughty. There would be no place for my grandchildren, your children, your children's children. We wouldn't have no place.
It's a continuous, you know, I'm spinning the wheels in the mud, but the same old, the more things change, the more they stay the same. It hasn't changed. It's just reoccurring.
Yeah, but we reach a point, Naughty, where we have to make up official accountable. Not just politics. I mean, within the armed forces as well.
I got you. I don't know if we lost you or I dropped right there, but great call as well, Busy. I appreciate you chiming in and making some valid points. We have to take a stand. We got to, you know, are we going to continue to just beat up our gum on this, or are we going to take a stand? But anyway, let me go to Freeport right now. Joining me on my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, as she does every Tuesday. Glad to have her in the building because I know she was at a busy holiday weekend. How are you, Sarah Kirkby, my good friend from John Muhammad? How's your holiday weekend?
It was very good, except when I was working over. Good.
All right. Well, what you got for me today out of Grand Bahama? I know we got some things coming out of Grand Bahama. Let me know what's going on.
We do. We have, we had a great week of ads again. So I want to thank you and the team there for helping me push this.
And continue to spend the money, buy the paper, buy the Guardian, buy it, and get the supplement.
That's right. It makes a big difference. And we're getting so much feedback off our story. So I thank you so, so much for that. This week, we talked about the airport modulars. In a statement last week, the DPM discussed that they had just arrived, the modulars, but in fact, they have actually been on island for a couple of months, as far as we understand. We didn't get to speak to him about it, but what we understand is the modulars came, but the tracking system to put it together didn't. And this is something that's desperately needed out at the private airport, where these private planes are coming in. There's potholes all over the road and they're intense. And I also feel very sorry for the staff that have to work out there in this incredible heat. So we are hoping that's coming to be set up. And we are also hearing that the airport status is one of our biggest problems as part of getting our hotel sorted out here. You know, which comes first, the chicken or the egg, the hotel or the airport? So it's one of our big questions at the moment and something we need to get resolved the DPM, and I know he will. I know he's very positive about helping out getting the airport done, but we really need it to happen as soon as possible for the island.
We definitely need to see that come to fruition. I'm still keeping my eye on that. The whole hotel deal, and you got the little extension. They asked for, you know, more time. I need. I'm still looking at this hand. So I'm looking at the hotel deal, but I'm hoping that we get the airport done correctly. We get both of those hospitals done. The actual one with Douglas Hospital, that project, and getting around where it needs to be. There's so much stuff that needs to happen in Freeport, man, and it can't be wait and see anymore because Freeport natives are very close to being disenfranchised all over again. And it don't take too much to get you all disgruntled.
No, it doesn't, but we definitely need it because we had such great news last week with Carnival being on property at the hotel. They were actually took over the convention center. And they met with contractors, they met with possible retailers, and they did a two-day event to talk about their business coming into the port, which if you know Grand Bahamas, is if you're heading out east, before you get to the actual settlements and before you get to Lakaya National Park, there's a place called Sharp Rocks. It had been the feature of a cruise port before, and Carnival has taken that spot, and they are investing millions. We are looking, they say, to have 1 million visitors in 2024, which would be huge. They're talking about being open at this area 4 to 5 days a week. It's going to be like you see in Cozumel or other islands when you go, and a lot of us cruise, so we see what it's like. We will have that kind of facility. There's a lot of opportunities for Grand Bahamians, but also for Bahamians all over that have retail design ideas to come down. And the best part is there is a website that they can go to, go buy the paper. It will tell you all about it. But it is a huge deal for Freeport. It will bring lots of jobs, definitely for the start of the construction. We believe phase one, we're going to write more about that. They're looking to see how they're going to work with to make sure that the environmental damage is not done in that area, which is key. But the opportunities are really there. But you've got to get your foot in there, and you got to hustle. You got to have your license up to date. You know, they're playing by the rules, and they want everybody to engage. But you've got to get in there. So you've got to go to the website and find out more information on that.
All right. Anything else for us, Sarah? I know.
Really quick one. Uh-huh. Two quick ones for you that are going to be quick. There is a push to rename the Fishing Hole Road to the Alton Bridge. A lot of people would know him. He was a former senator. So you might want to read about that. People are going to be starting a petition to get that going. We also have an amazing story about what Rotary has done here in Grand Bahama. They have been phenomenal. It will show you. They basically rebuilt Sweeting's Key, and it's with money that's been donated out of the country and through Rotary, and they have spent every penny on these projects. And what's amazing is they've also given so many Grand Bahamians work building their own homes. There's a beautiful story about a lady, Irene, her home, and another man, Darren right. Cooper, who lived in a tent for a year. And the best news, I know you're going to be so happy about this, Nani, with all the commotion you made for us, a beautiful lady called Carol Kelly flew down from Nassau and gave the Grand Bahama Humane Society $10,000 to help them stay on their feet and not have to quit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You just caught me with that one.
I know. Isn't that amazing? So that's in the paper today. And because we ran our story, it got picked up by our news. It got picked up by other stations as well and other newspaper associations. So the plight of what's happening with the Humane Society of Grand Bahama has really picked up. And so we just want to thank you as well for making that noise for us, too. That made a big difference.
Man, listen, I'll make noise if it's going to make that kind of difference. And we got great people to come in and step in and help like that. I think it's awesome. So, yeah.
Yeah, you should be very proud of yourself and all your listeners, because we do get a lot of feedback from them. And next week, we hope to give you a little bit more about what's going on with this Gold Rock Grand Bahama Port Authority battle. We're looking to get more feedback on that and giving you an update on what's happening there.
All right. Well, thanks so much for bringing us up to snuff. And thank you again. What was that lady's name? I missed it because I got a little, you know, tear in my eye when I heard that. What's her name?
Her name is Carol Kelly. And she's from Nassau. She works for Super Value. And she flew over and donated this money. And the pilot she flew over with also adopted a dog from the Humane Society that day.
Good for them, man.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff.
Awesome stuff. So we are.
I got to follow up now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got some very good connections in Super Value. I'm going to follow back up and see who that is. And yeah, we'll go from there.
There's a picture in your paper.
Don't say that. I'm trying to surprise some people for that good deed, man. Shh, say no more. I'll handle the rest. Right. Let me take it from there. Right. Let me put my minions to work.
All right. Do that.
Thank you so much, man. And that's great news as well. All right.
All right. Have a good one.
We'll talk to you next week, Sarah. Be safe. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
that's a wrap on my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break and the Freeport Report. Right now, though, let's go to Cuban Willie's immigration. It used to be immigration. It's numerology report. Now, all brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. And it's all about Percy's pension plan, all right? For more information, simply log on to theislandgame.com. And good luck, all right? And be sure to check out Percy's pension plan when you do. All right, Cuban Willie, where you at, man? Where you at, my brother? What you got for me today?
Buenos dias. Good afternoon to everybody. It's your good friend, Cuban Willie. Staying running and playing the numbers. That's right. And today I have your numerology report brought to you, of course, by Percy's pension plan and the Island Game. And remember, when you make the deposit of for the $20 into the drawing for Percy's pension plan. And there's going to be 13 winners that get the pension for the week, for the whole year. $244,000 worth of that goodness. All right, in Percy's pension plan. Well, today, I hear you talking about the pothole, Snorri. Well, let me tell you, man, I was driving my coche, and I hit the one pothole, but it put three punctures in my one tire. So today's number is 131. 131. One for the pothole, three for the patches, and one for the tire that took the three patches. 131. And you could box that if you're feeling lucky. Playing the Island Game today. Suerte. I see you tomorrow. Stay running and stay playing with the Island Game, my friends.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got the nerve. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the fluke. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me. Wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They have their own weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. No, now I'm talking about it. Get it.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, CG United Insurance, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads continues right now. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. 5:10 p.m. is the time on the Tuesday edition. All right, we have a winner, and they're in the drawing for Friday. Monique Adderley, congratulations to her. She got the answer absolutely correct. These fellas is going, but we're still with the do-rags on, man, with the wave caps on, tied down, you know? That I mean, and they think that look cool. No! You can't say shades because actually over the years, shades have now become acceptable. You got some light land shades you could rock. You got the other people who've just still wear their darkest 24/7. Cool. Anyway. Congratulations there. And let me get a couple of other statements in real quick because I appreciate all my Texas texting in, and I wanted to grab a couple because it's just wrapping up the whole topic we had before on the topic of immigration. All right. There's a couple of good ones, man. As a Bahamian, I'm offended that you want to come here illegal and have the same rights as a legal resident. That's a valid point, too. Here's another good one. Naughty, this nation of sheep has inherited a government of wolves. They aren't going to fight against forced vaccinations and what's going into them. So you really expect me to be going to fight for our land? I don't think so. Not these sheep. So there you go. I mean, a lot of the same sentiment. But I would like to know the actual numbers, and it still screams to the fact that we need a proper Freedom of Information Act. How can the Haitian Charge of Affairs, Mr. Brutus, come up with these numbers? What was your theory? What was your process? How did you come to this? Where's the data to back it up? You know? Naughty, we want all illegal immigrants gone except our good illegal Haitians. I mean, I don't think it's something to be joking about now. I think this has got to a point now where a lot of people, you know, they have angst with what's going on. Let me grab the last one, and then we'll let Pearly chime in, because I know he's ready to chime in, if he hasn't already. No one is talking about defiling anyone. Are we as a country in debt, or are we flourishing? Are we not struggling to employ and empower our own Bahamians, people currently and for years? How can we compare or require a country of 400,000 to be accommodating to an economically critical country of 11 to 12 million? How can we assist when we have need for assistance ourselves as a country? Amen. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Nutty, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Gardner?
Yeah, man. See, remember when we used to say when we had 250,000 people?
Uh-huh.
And you realize we still have and all them children, right? Right, so now
it's
we have 400,000. Where you who you think there?
Combination, I guess.
We haven't left, right? Then it was 250, and we and some of them are showing other people with you. And we are 400,000 plus.
Yep.
Right. So that's minus correct. You know, see they what they do a talk about.
No, listen, I have no problem if we could come to the numbers and know how we came to them. I just want the correct data to go into it so I know actually, factually what it is.
The way we came to it, they did one census 10 years ago, says that there's about 50,000 from them and you know, the illegal immigrants or ones with their immigration status and the ones and along with the children of Haitians. But they ain't talk about the first and second generation ones.
No.
You know, or even the third generation ones.
Agreed. I mean, that's why, again, we need a proper Freedom of Information Act to compile the data correctly because it has to be delivered for public consumption.
Nutty. I'm from the take. My parents, both of my parents are from the take in Gagas, right? You know, I was born before 7. Gagas was a part of the Bahamas anyway. But don't you know, I have loyalty to the Tays and Caicos, too. Hey, I got on to my father, right?
There you go.
I got on to my grandfather, too, right?
Well, look, yeah, you from Tays, you's a Tays Islander.
And I, my child, you got to come from my home place, right?
Well, look, yeah, why don't us partner up and do something, man? I got a good idea of waking Tays. What you saying?
No, I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? So, you expect me for the AC? I ain't got no... I ain't nothing about no love lost, right, for the Haitians, man. I feel that all human beings should have a life, should have livable wages.
Yep.
You see, so we don't need to like. And then there's another crew saying that, oh, this man, see, this person, they had a wrong interpretation. You know what I'm saying? The people who was doing the interpretation was like whether they ain't true or not. Well, what this man, where did they do the right interpretation? You understand me? But come on, they should go fuck check these things, man. There ain't no immediate shit.
They need to do a better job of that for sure. But yeah, I appreciate you chiming in. Go answer that phone and ring it in the back there, man. God, your phone ringing off the hook. Grab that when I can get to these texts because we're trying to get into sports now. But I agree. We have to find the proper data to get the information out. Naughty, between Bahamians and other people in this country, there are over 500,000 living in the Bahamas. That could be very, very true. All right, let's go to the sports segment. Yep, we're sliding into sports now, as we do here on Talking Heads in the 5 o'clock hour. And, of course, how we kick it off today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on first lunch and dinner with breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Don't forget happy hour every Wednesday and Friday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Naughty Johnny's. So on the way home on a Friday or on a Wednesday or a Friday, drive a little extra, man. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. It is all good at Naughty Johnny's. Give them a call. See what they got going on for you. 377-7776. All right. Today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Today is August 2nd. 29 days away from the 31st, which is my birthday, and next to Christmas, it is the most second important birthday in the world, in the history of the world. So, you know, just be sure to drop off your gifts right here to Guardian Radio in Oaksfield. And yes, I do take Jack Daniels in all sizes, if that's what you want to do, you know, and just don't hurt your head, that'll work for me. On this day in 1921, 8 White Sox players were acquitted of throwing the 1919 World Series. 1938, bright yellow baseballs were used in a Major League Baseball game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the St. Louis Cardinals. It was hoped that the balls would be easier to see. 1992, Jackie Joyner-Kersee took the gold medal in the heptathlon for a second consecutive time. 2012, Michael Phelps won his 16th gold medal when he won the 200-meter individual medley. With the victory, he became the first male swimmer to win the same event in three consecutive Olympics. And your sports quote today? Perhaps the single most important element in mastering the techniques and tactics of racing is experiences. But once you have the fundamentals, acquiring the experience is a matter of time. Greg LeMond, multiple Tour de France winner. Yep. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports History. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. And with that being said, it's time to slide up in to the home court. All right. Brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And we're going to talk all things, because that's what we do on the home court. And like I said, it's all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau and the Zesty Whopper. Saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor. Flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or plant-based. All right? Be sure to check it out on your favorite at your favorite Burger King location for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. And with that being said, let's welcome Earl the Pearl to the show. Pearly is in the house.
Good morning, sir. Good day and good afternoon and wonderful good evening. I'm not in a very good mood, Naughty.
We'll wait for that segment to come up. We'll keep it local right now.
No, I let you know now. Don't push it. Okay, moving on.
All right. I will push it if I have to. So, at this moment, as I look at the local scene, we got lots to talk about.
I know. Local scene, yes.
And then we'll get into baseball, man. We'll get there in a second. We will get there, Pearly. We will get there. Because
cool now, but that's all right.
There's a lot to talk about today in baseball. A lot of big moves. But we'll get there. We got the Haymans competing at the Commonwealth Games, which is definitely a good look. Okay. Higgs and Carey make semifinals in swimming. Athletics gets underway today. But a number of Bahamian, and the story, of course, by Sheldon Longley, a number of Bahamian athletes were in action, particularly in aquatics. A total of 8 swimmers from the Bahamas competed over the weekend, and there were 3 semifinal appearances. Leading the way for the Bahamians at the Sandwell Aquatic Center in Londonderry, Smethwick, England, was Lily Higgs, who qualified for the semifinals in 2 of her events. In the women's 50 meters breast on Friday, Higgs was 5th in her heat and qualified for the semis with the 16th fastest time in 33.18 seconds. She came back in the semis and finished 15th overall in 33.10 seconds. Renishka Gibbs had the 17th fastest time of the heats, just missing qualifying for the semis. She was 6th in her heat and 17th overall in 33.28 seconds. Higgs came back on Monday and qualified for the semifinals of the women's 100-meter breaststroke. She had the 16th fastest time in the heats in 112.67. All right, the only other Bahamian semifinalist over the weekend was Devante Carey in the men's 50-meter back. Carey qualified for the semifinals of that event, finishing with the 16th fastest time in the heats. He was the 6th in heat number 4 and a new national record time of 25.86. So I'll keep an eye out on those athletes continuing to do that thing in the pool. And Andrew sets new junior national record in the hurdles. Story also by Sheldon Longley. While the Commonwealth Games are ongoing across the pond in England, the country's best junior athletes are just beginning their competition at the 2022 World Athletics Under 20 Championships, also known as the World Junior Championships in Cali, Colombia.
Colombia.
You don't even have to ask your questions. It's a yes. You don't have to ask your famous catch line. It's a yes. Excellent. Just a trio of Bahamian young men were in action on Monday. All right, competing in the men's 110-meter hurdles. At a height of 99 centimeters, Antoine Andrews set a new Bahamian junior national record, running a blazing 13.36 seconds out of lane eight in the third of 7 first-round heats. He easily won his heat and goes into the semifinals today with the 2nd fastest times. All right? Okay. In addition to that, the other two Bahamians in action on Monday were Zachary Evans and Wanye McCoy in the heats of the men's 100-meter finals. Evans was 4th in his heat and finished 37th overall in 10.63 seconds. And listen to me, man. Listen to me. That dude used to play baseball for me. He used to play baseball for me back in the day. 9 and 10, 11 and 12, a flyer. And now you're running track. God bless him. doing his thing. You can't coach that speed though.
No, you can't. And that, you know, in baseball, that's what they look for, the speed first, you know. They can teach you to catch, we can teach you to throw, we can teach you to bat.
Can you run? Well, you're flying, boy, I tell you.
Yep.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
A pleasure. Good evening, good buddy.
What's going on, Sparky?
Now, first of all, I see my prime minister down there in Canada doing the maracas.
Okay.
But I never see him on Bay Street with the cowbell.
Maybe he got motivated for maracas instead of, you know.
But a lot of people don't know that maracas. But anyway, I just wanted...
What's the name? That famous singer from Spain with the blonde hair and the big maracas in the front as well, the big maracas of own. She used to be like, coo-chee-coo-chee-coo, and she used to shake the maracas, among other things.
Man, look at, listen there, Naughty. I keep telling you, I'm 71.
That's why you should know about Charlie.
Yeah, you 1 year before, you born in 1976. All right?
I born in 76?
When you born, boy?
I born, but I don't ever take my age. I got to guess.
Yeah, but I think you born in 1976. My daughter born in 1977, so I think you 1 year older than my daughter. So what I'm saying is, me and Brave and all us go up in the valley down and things like that, but I don't remember Brave coming down Bay Street, no chicken, no cowbell, but he from Cat Island, and I see him shaking all kind of baracas. But now all the baracas, and when I was growing up and going up with my mother, them days, cast out the nightclub with them, all of Ronnie Butler and everything, everybody and the King of Knights and everything, somebody used to be in there with the baracas and all them kind of, all the Duke Aristotle and them, somebody had baracas.
But you know about the King of Knights, man?
What the hell, Jesus? Do you know anything but doggone the Obama and Frederick Street?
But listen to me, man.
Do you know anything?
About the cat and the fiddle?
What do you mean about nobody cat? Okay, what?
Now, Sparky, I can be honest with you. I don't know nothing about it personally, but I heard great stories from my grandpa.
You only hear stories.
I asked you what you know about that.
You only hear stories. I try to tell you, my mother, Granny Fountain, when she go out, and she used to go out, and she used to carry us with us. She used to carry us to the Silver Slippers.
Okay.
Silver Slippers was on East Street, right through McCullough Corner. But when you turn from East Street and you turn McCullough Corner headed south where that Chinese place is right now, mm-hmm. That was the Silver Slippers, the theater called the cinema.
Uh-huh.
Then you had the Pennington Bar, that was Better Robinson Pennington Bar. I tell you, I got history. I could tell you because I got
Sparky, you ever thought about writing your memoirs, man? You ever thought about writing a book?
But look at me, I don't know how to write it. I know I could sit down and talk. Look at, I got what you call remembrance.
I got you.
I even got some of them called some Simons, not all Simons, but just some Simons.
But let me ask a question, since we're talking sports and you're talking prime minister, are we confirmed that the PM is going to actually be in the pastors versus politicians game out there at Peace on the Streets this weekend?
Well, the only thing I know about the PM, he could doggone be maybe a softball player behind the doggone seat as a catcher. I don't know him doing no basketball because, you know, the boy's short.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't remember Brave doing no basketball. I know Brave doing a little softball.
All right.
On the in the old time.
I was a good softball player and baseball player.
And I don't look at don't go to baseball. I know he was like softball, old timers league on the Sun Recreation Ground. But right. I don't ever remember Brave gone to maybe watch a baseball game. Brave never been on no baseball field because if Brave can't even pick up that baseball hard, that's a cricket ball like that.
All right.
That hard.
Yeah.
You know, Brave can pick up a softball. But what I was saying before, I know you got a customer thing. All I'm saying is I just hope that all the Bahamian people enjoyed the Emancipation Day. I see they showed the Prime Minister going down on one boat by driving a boat by himself. And ain't nobody on the boat had on no mask. I don't know why they tell me still don't wear no mask, but we gotta wear mask.
Yeah.
The tourists don't wear no mask, but we gotta wear mask. You go into restaurants, nobody in the restaurant wearing the mask. But if you go in there, if I got my family, the people tell you, put on your mask. I try to figure, who's supposed to wear the mask?
Zorro. That's who's supposed to wear the mask.
But Zorro's wearing the mask. You got to go to the Black Horse Fit with a Black Horse.
Well, that's the only mask we should be wearing now. But anyway.
Let me ask you a question. Anybody know what you're talking about but any Zorro? These children don't know anything about Zorro.
Do you know who I am? My name is Zorro.
I always ask you, why you stop three nose and not three mouth? Hey, what's Zorro fella name? The fella used to be with Zorro.
Which one? You mean, you're talking about the little...
Zorro had this little fella
Little sidekick who used to ride the donkey.
Yeah, and then the other fella, what the other fella that they used to ride the white horse, what he named, had a, had Tonto with him.
Yeah.
The Lone Ranger.
Yeah, he was Tonto. The Lone Ranger sidekick was Tonto.
Yeah, you remember them? See, these people don't even know what you're talking about, you know.
There you go.
But anyway, hey.
Call me the boss, Parky. I appreciate your calls as always, man. I got to try to get back into the sports conversation now. Earl the Pearl, do you remember who Zorro's sidekick was?
I think it was somewhere, Fernando.
Fernando, eh?
Fernando was Diego de la Vega's servant and Zorro's sidekick.
Bernardo! Bernardo was his name was Bernardo.
The curse of Capastricino by St. John Macaulay. Bernardo.
Hey, you Googling it from the same spot I am.
Listen. We have a joke in Chippin' on this. They don't ever challenge Pearly because he can pull his phone out and Google it.
Yeah, you're the Google king. Let's go to the phone lines. We got another caller. Talking sports, who's this?
Hey, Noddy, what's up?
What's happening?
I have a question for Pearly about the Dolphins, not them dead cowgirls.
Okay, go right ahead, man.
Naughty, hear that. Go right ahead, my brother.
I heard it. I'm just going to let it slide. It's a Tuesday.
Pearly, if you had a choice to choose to say the Dolphins was to get rid of Tua, right? And we have a choice to choose between Garoppolo and what the quarterback name who gets out of the league because of not bowing the Afro for the 49ers.
I'm not in it. I'm watching my Cowboys.
Now, first of all, I ain't getting rid of Tua. But second of all, that would be a step back from Tua. Garoppolo. But if I had a choice between Garoppolo and the other guy, go with Garoppolo. But Garoppolo games and do
playoffs. Naughty, you can come in on this one.
Well, I would say Garoppolo would make a good choice if they got rid of Tua because he's familiar
Thank
with
you.
The offense, just having played for the offensive coordinator in San Francisco the last three seasons.
But
Jimmy is famous, kind of like Romo was a couple years ago in his career. Despite him being a brilliant broadcaster, to be able to reach into the jaws of victory and snatch defeat out. Garoppolo threw the game away.
I'm speaking a choice between Garoppolo and the ex-49ers quarterback, man. The tall guy with the afro who didn't kneel.
Oh, you mean Kaepernick? You talking about Kaepernick?
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick, right.
Listen, I think, to be honest with you, sadly, I think the game has passed Kaepernick by. I think he's been out too long.
Mm-hmm.
I hear the workout. Yeah. I've had mixed reports on the workout with the Raiders. I heard that some people in Vegas said he had a really good workout.
I hang up and listen to you guys.
Other people said it was horrible. So I don't know. All right, thanks for calling, man, as always. So I don't know where to go with Kaepernick. If Miami has any doubt in Tua, now is the time to derail. But I will be honest. I saw a tweet yesterday come out, and I saw Tua throw a 65-yard perfect spiral strike to a streaking Tyreek Hill who ran away from said defender. And I was like, okay, we got the Bama Tua. The Bama Slammer's in the building. This buckle up. It's going to get interesting.
You're going to see something, my brother. You're going to see something. I ain't going to say I'm not talking anything about it. I'm not spec. I mean, I just say you will see.
All right.
Now,
well,
that's good.
Let's wrap up this segment, which was supposed to be the local segment, all right? And now we ended up into football. So we'll wrap that up. We'll take a quick break. And on the flip side of the break, we will get into, all right, who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. That's coming up on the flip side of the break. Caller, if you want to hold, we'll get you right out of the break. Or if not, you can call us back, all right? But Talking Heads continues. We're talking sports right after this. Don't touch it.
Value alert! Tuesdays just got 10 times crazier at KFC. On Tuesdays,
Head to your nearest KFC restaurant for crazy savings and genuine Kentucky Fried Chicken flavor. Now enjoy 10 pieces of freshly prepared crispy fried chicken thighs, legs, and wings for the irresistible price of $20. Only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. Offer not available at the airport location. KFC Nassau, crazy good.
Refined style with elegant taste. The Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. Elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. It's your place.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper Collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full flavor. And only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio. Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads continues right now, and we are into our Who's In and Who's Out segment, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And again, got a big up Chef Carmen, Tropical Gyros, man, for coming on board and major, you know, influencers and producers of Laugh Fest 2022 jumped on board with Wise Guy Entertainment and the Beam Agency. All right, and big up to KFC Nassau, big up to John Shoes, big up to Fine Threads. They were major sponsors as well, all 15 years. So definitely got to big them up. But Tropical Gyro's doing big things, man. Doing big things with Arawak X. The public share offering's going out the roof. People loving it. And you still got time. It's 5:36, but on your way home, Mackie and Rosetta, be sure to check them out. They're open until 6. Tropical Gyro's the home of the original Tropical Gyro, the original Bahamian Gyro's. Check them out on the jerk chicken, the crack lobster, the crack Kong, barbecue salmon, grilled veggies, and, of course, their famous jerk chicken salad as well. Don't forget the bowls, all right? Off the chain all the way around. All right, so here's Tropical Gyros on Mackie. Be sure to check them out. But guess what? You can be popping up all over real soon. All right, we got Who's In and Who's Out coming up. All brought to you, for us, like I said, by Tropical Gyros. Pearly, we got a call. That's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Okay, Lordy, this is Sparky. I must say something. I had to call back because I forgot to mention something. And I know you would appreciate this. Over the weekend, I was always a San Francisco Giants fan from a child.
Okay.
I was all when the Pittsburgh Steelers came on. I was a Pittsburgh Steelers fan from them. I don't change teams.
Right.
Like how y'all has changed teams because this one didn't like that the next day.
Right.
Y'all has moved from team to team. Y'all has fallen champions and then all of a sudden.
No. I stayed loyal with my teams until little, you know, in their ways. Petulant little superstars with their prima donna antics like LeBron show up and then they put me in self-imposed exile. But I ride with the Yankees and the Cowboys regardless.
No,
the Lakers, I have my little feelings with the Lakers. I ain't gonna lie.
No, but I don't even say that. I don't care what. See, remember they call Shaq, he said one thing. They got wealthy people, they got rich people, and they got poor people.
Uh-huh.
The wealthy man is his boss, the man who signed the check.
Exactly.
He might be rich and big and bad, but he is a rich man. Okay, the coach of them they come down the line. And you got the superstars, but you also got the wealthy man who owned the team. Now, all I wanted to say is I was a Celtics fan from I ever followed basketball.
Sparky, that makes a whole lot of sense. You strike me as a Celtic.
I've never changed teams. But I just want to say to the family of number six, the big man, the only man that
Bill Chamberlain.
The only man that could have guarded Bill Chamberlain was none other than Bill Doggard, you know?
Bill Russell, Mr. 10 titles.
And I'm just saying this, and if anybody don't know, I don't chase Steve. A lot of these people, 1 minute they say, Doggard got this, then it's that. I've been a Boston Celtic fan all my life. From I know Bill Russell, John Havlicek, and all of them way back in the day, to all the Celtics fans, to all the Bill Russell's family and everything, I say, may the brother rest in peace.
Amen.
Because he won more doggone rings on his doggone hand than most people ever did.
Amen. You ain't lying about that, Sparky. Boy, Earl of Pearl, that's a great segue from Sparky right there, getting us into who's in and who's out, because obviously we're going to have to start with the loss of Bill Russell. Sadly passed over the weekend at the age of 88. And when you think about it, man, it was a different era back then. And you do look at the fact that Sparky called up some of the names, Cousy, Havlicek, JoJo White. You know, you look at them Celtics teams, they had that 12, their whole team was the top 12 players in the league. Their bench could have been a Tartan 5 for somebody else and won.
No, they had a stock team. They had a stock team, but considered at the time. And Bill Russell was a winner.
I was a winner.
All his life.
And dominant.
High school state champion, national basketball champion, NBA champion. So it was a no-brainer. He was great. Fantastic for basketball after his retirement.
And that's what I was going to touch on. I loved how he was such an ambassador for the game and such a mentor to all of the players that came up, especially the superstars. It's like you had to go sit at the foot of Bill Russell to get endorsed. You know what I mean? He was like the king of the NBA.
What a lot of people didn't know about him was he was the first black head coach in basketball.
Correct. And didn't he win a championship coaching in that process?
As the player coach.
Right.
Two titles.
Right.
Even though he beat my Lakers.
Your Lakers. That's why, you know.
But may he rest in peace. May he rest in peace. I always look forward to seeing him during the All-Star game. Always had a quick interview with him. Was always, you know. So. Great guy gone from basketball. Great ambassador to basketball is gone. May his soul rest in peace.
He is definitely. And Celtic Nation, we mourn you in your loss. He's definitely a legend. And
yes,
you know, when I start thinking about you know the great ones that we lost, although you know my mind is still running my boy Kobe. Though,
I know where you're going. That's why I'm trying to help change the subject so you could rub into me this big
thank
trade
you,
that happened.
Thank you, because today is my day. First of all, Freeport calls today and tells me that. You know, Mrs. Kelly goes down last week and donates $10,000 to the Humane Society so they don't have to put animals to sleep, to protect the space in the shelter. So that kind of hit me. And then, you know, Bill Russell passed. You know, that was, anyway, you know, between you and this test, y'all got me on the right lane. Check this one out. Naughty, let's make a deal. When I reach the glorious age Sparky has, instead of calling the radio station every day, could you find it in your heart to find me a mangro skin gal to occupy my time?
I prefer dark, but that's okay.
This Texas Times thing, Naughty let Pearly know, in addition to that, he was the first black coach in any major sport, was Bill Russell, and the first to actually win. Yes. So, Texas, thanks for chiming on that. That's quite significant. But, yeah, we did lose a good one in Bill Russell. We most definitely lost a good one in Bill Russell. So sad to hear of his passing, and that'll definitely be big shoes to fill. I think Kareem assumes that role now as the elder statesman and the grandpa of the NBA. All right.
Of the NBA, yeah.
Well, listen here, man. Listen here, buddy. Come on, Pearly. Let's talk. Let's talk who's in the news out. I know that we got a kid named Beater from the Dodgers, and in 2 years, he's going to be a world beater for my Yankees.
Listen, be sent to our number 15 prospect.
It only cost us one Joey Gallo. Yeah. I'm going to miss Gallo, though. Gallo was hitting some dingers for us. But, if that's what it means, go, Gallo. See you later.
But they say if we could turn Trace Thompson around, we could turn Joey Gallo around. So we'll see. One thing now, I said, and not because I'm a Dodger, one thing I said with the Dodgers, they know how to develop their players.
But listen, Earl, I give them that credit. Here is something that you said a couple of weeks ago, and boy, I didn't like it when you said it, right? I didn't like it when you said it. And now all of a sudden, here it comes on the horizon. Teams asking about Gleyber Torres around the deadline. Why they won't mess with my shortstop?
I told you.
You think that kid in the pipeline is really that good? You think they're ready to turn him over?
I don't think that kid is ready yet. But he is that good. He is that good.
Man, listen, we've been. And you know, it scares me. We've been active over the last couple of days. Okay. I mean,
no, you guys have done.
We announced trades for the Chicago Cubs.
You got Montas from Oakland. Broke my heart.
Hey, Scott Efferus from the Cubs was nice, but listen, then we got Frankie Montas. Hey.
That break tore me up. I felt that all of my.
And listen, Lou Trevino was in there too, and he's no slouch. You know what I mean? And now they're sending Joey to the Dodgers. And we're going to get Beater. I think that's going to be awesome.
Well, he's a good kid. He was our number 15 prospect. He now becomes your number 10 prospect. That shows you how deep the Dodgers system is. We got a really deep
farm system.
We got five in the top 100 in baseball.
I see why they're going this route. Because Bleacher Report's Zachary D. Reimer has hypothesized on July 27th. And now this seems like to be gaining some steam. He might have had an inside track. That the Yankees could include Torres in a package for Washington Nationals star Juan Soto.
Yeah, but that's done. Soto signed with the Padres.
Right, that's fine. But
trade him to the Padres. That's not going to happen.
No.
Padres
but
got
hear
him.
Me. That's fine. It wasn't about Soto in this, Earl. It's about now what they could get for him in other packages. It's not just Soto out there. There's some other big name outfielders out there that we can ride in. I don't think we ever were going to pay Soto the money. But you got to.
Yeah, but if y'all don't do it in the next 15 minutes, ain't nothing happening.
Yeah, but it ain't going to happen in the next 15. But could it mean rumblings that maybe possibly next year in the offseason? That might be a package going to.
That
the
team
Angels.
May be ready. Your number one prospect, shortstop, you guys got. I can't remember his name. He's really, really good.
Hey, but could it be that the Gleyber might be in a package for Mr. Trout to put him in pinstripes? Because I hear one of him, Ohtani, is going to be leaving.
Trout is damaged goods.
Yeah, but you can't get Ohtani now. They ain't going to get Ohtani. But
yeah, but they ain't going to trade. Buddy, what you want Trout for? You a trade. You give up your three or four, your seven or eight top prospects to get Trout, and Trout don't play no more. They ain't even sure Trout can have a career anymore.
With what? With this latest injury, what he had?
That back, he has a rare back problem.
Oh, he's got he's got with thingamahab, but ended up taking Bagwell out.
Same injury. But it's not a good thing. So, they're saying that he'll be able to play and he'll be effective, but that doesn't
mean
he'll have a prolonged career.
If that prospect in the Yankee system is ready, we got to get bang for the buck with Gleyber, get more pitching and get something else, man. I just can't wait to see Frankie Montas in the pinstripes, buddy. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's a good move for you guys. Just a good move. I don't feel, I was a little upset when I heard the Padres sign Soto. But, like, there's only signs out of us to sweep them in the playoffs. That's all.
Yeah, well, we'll be back up to wrap up this segment, and we'll get you Cuban Willie's pro picks for the night. All right? All coming up. Well, my pro picks for the night coming up right here on the last. Yeah, it's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee, and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, George is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with George's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
First you spent your plan. Island Game, keep you with it. First you spent your plan. Dream Big, we will help you live it. First you spent your plan. Island Game, we got you. First you spent your plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Value alert! Tuesdays just got 10 times crazier at KFC. On Tuesdays, head to your nearest KFC restaurant for crazy savings and genuine Kentucky Fried Chicken flavor. Now enjoy 10 pieces of friskin' thighs, legs, and wings for the irresistible price of $20. Only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. Offer not available at the airport location. KFC Nassau. Crazy good.
This continues right now. I put my mask on trying to get out of here, and I got to wrap the show. I mean, what's going on, Naughty? Get it together.
I don't know, Naughty.
All right.
You don't like being in my company that much?
No, Naughty, man. I excited, man. I trying to go see what else we trying to do. We probably didn't get nothing now, but I want to see what the ramifications are for beyond now for the offseason. Mike Hosmer going to the Boston Red Sox. I mean, my God.
That's Boston needs that bat. That's good for them.
And he's a good first baseman.
Brandon Drury. From Cincinnati, the slugging infielder.
Yeah.
This is, man.
And listen, they get
really straight.
All right, the Nationals are going to get Soto and Bell. So.
That's a good pickup for them. And that's a really good pickup. The Padres are a stronger wild card team now. They won't catch the Dodgers. I'm not worried about them catching the Dodgers. I'm free, but I keep telling people in my chats.
But the Dodgers, the
thing to be concerned about.
Look here, San Francisco was listening to offers on Rodon.
They want 3 arms, 4 legs, and two black back of your eye.
The Twins added Mail to the rotation in a deal with the Reds. That's a good pickup right there. And like I said, a lot of trades went down today. Some unexpected, some, you know.
The Mets added Ruff from San Francisco for J.D. Davis.
Some big moves, some small moves, but a lot of this ties into the pennant race and how it's going to play out down the season.
I'm waiting to see this thing close because I didn't see my Dodgers do nothing. I upset. I pissed Joey. I don't. I What do we need Joey Gallo for?
Joey Gallo is a bat you need, mate. Your outfield sucks. You got injuries.
Outfield sucks a bit, mate.
Who got injured the other day for you guys? Didn't one of your big hitters get injured?
Chris Taylor coming. Chris Taylor starts his rehab this week. He's back next week.
Oh, okay.
Trey Thompson and hitting about the rookie, the number 16, the guy who's right under this one you got, number 16 prospect, Outback, Outman, or whatever his name is. Coming to the league, 10 of the league in three games, seven at bats, must have six hits and maybe two runs in it. I'm not worried about it. I'm worried about bullpen pitching, and that I don't like my closer. I do not like my closer.
Why you gonna trade? You gonna trade it, man? You gonna trade it for Rolandes, for Chapman?
Trinair's coming back. I'm happy Trinair's coming back, and Walker Buehler's coming back, and Dustin May is doing some rehab now. Just Dustin May threw 101 miles out of day rehab. He has one more rehab tomorrow night, and then if he's good Thursday night. If he's good, he's back up now. He probably starts Sunday.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello.
How you doing?
This is New York Yankees themselves. Listen, the one time I agree with your co-host, the Dodgers developed their farm system more than we do. We not that we have less quality players, you know. We don't give out our farm players an opportunity to get. Now I would like to see more of that happen because remember now, the era with when Jeter and those came up and Brady Murray and all of that. You saw what the Yankees did. Went on four. World Series. We need to start using our farm system, man, and develop some homemade. That's what the Yankees need to start doing. We got to win number 28. We can do all we could to make sure we position ourselves to win 28. But we need to use our farm system.
We got to restock the cupboards, put some more grocery in the cabinets, man. Can't let them go bare.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We got some good prospect in our farm system. Give them a chance. Bring them up, you know, when you have that expansion in the end of September, you got to expand the roster. Bring up a lot of them and give them an opportunity.
Bring them up a cup of coffee.
To see what you really have.
I agree with you there, brother. All right, man. Thanks for chiming in as always, man. Really? And what you think about that, Earl?
I agree with him 100%, because you trade away too quick. But that's why I'm wondering if by the fact that you're looking at putting Taurus on the market means that you may finally decide to use your farm system the way you're supposed to. But I just see the Blue Jays made a move to challenge you. They pick up a young pitcher from the Dodgers, Mitch White, who we just turned his whole career around. He's coming to Toronto to give them a little boost in that bullpen. That's going to be interesting to watch.
Well, we'll see. I'll tell you who I like tonight, man. I brought you, of course, Bite, the Island Game, and Percy's Pension Plan. Remember, get all the information on Percy's Pension Plan simply by logging on to theislandgame.com. And don't forget, man, it's 13 pension plans for a year worth up to $244,000. All right. Every time you deposit $20 on your Island Game account, you're going to get an entry into a Percy's pension plan and you can win one pension, well, one of the 13 pensions worth $244,000 that's up for grabs for a year. All right. Only with the Island Game. All right. So, who I like tonight, Pearly?
You like the Dodgers?
Well, who pitching for the Dodgers tonight?
We got Anderson, who's 11-1 with a 2.6 ERA. Against Alex Wood, who's 7-4 with a 4.11 ERA.
I like the Dodgers over the Giants in the late game. I like in Atlanta. I like Atlanta over Philadelphia in the 7:20 game. And I like those same Toronto Blue Jays you mentioned a little bit earlier. I like them against the Tampa Bay Devil Rays at 7:10.
Okay.
So I like the Birds.
I like the Mets over the depleted Washington Nationals.
Yes, indeed. I like them as well, too. I was about to say, and take the chalk, take the Mets.
DeGrom is making his season debut tonight.
Right. So I would go on a four-play, on a four-team parlay with the Island Game. Definitely. New York Mets over Washington. Toronto over Tampa Bay. Atlanta over Philadelphia, and the Dodgers over San Francisco. Set it, forget it, Stone Cold, lead pipe lock. It's it, and that's that. All right. Now, before I get out of here, listen, when it's all said and done, it will be the Braves and Astros again. So boo-hoo to you and Pearly, Naughty. All right, Texter, have a great night. Yeah, I don't know how I could be that, because ain't no more stealing signs. So with that being said, for everybody who chimed in today, man, great stuff, all of my talking heads, all of my texts, all of my callers. For Earl the Pearl for chiming in, my producer Big Chris in the back there, this is your boy Naughty. We will see you tomorrow for another fully loaded episode of Talking Heads. Pearl, you got anything to say when we get out of here? You good?
Nah, tell the caller. Whatever you want, send some down here for me because I could use that because he's really been disillusioned today.
Yeah, Kapunkin right up.
Astros
and Braves. Hey, anyhow. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Y'all be safe, man, and be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. Let's see you mañana.